That is Steel with Follow. It's just coming up to 11:30. Now, hopefully, I should be joined on the line by Ollie Langdon. Are you there, Ollie?
I'm here. Hello.
Hello. Good morning. Now, you're the artistic director of Kilter Theatre, and you're going to be talking about the production of The Last Post, which is going to be at the Queen's Theatre. Before we talk about that, I've had a look at your website. Very, very interesting. Tell us about Kilter Theatre.
Kilter, we're based in Bath, and we've been running for the last 10 years making site-specific theatre that we devise. We find interesting non-theatre locations, and we create plays to perform in those locations.
Yeah.
And for the first sort of 5 or 6 years, that's what we were doing around Bath. And then we discovered we'd quite like to share our work a bit further afield, but we thought, oh, well, we've got these site-specific plays. How's that going to work?
Yeah.
And we bought a lorry and we converted it into a performance space. And since then, we've been touring a show which is performed in the back of the lorry. So that's become our non-traditional theatre space, if you like. And it's been travelling around the country with The Last Post, which is what's coming.
And it is sustainable touring as well. I was reading up about that too.
Yes, so a very important part of everything that we do is to try and be as low impact on the environment as possible. So a lot of our work is about, we did a piece which is about sustainable transport on the cycle paths around Bath. We did a piece that went around a few different allotments and community farms. And The Last Post, I suppose, is environmental insofar as it promotes perhaps a slightly slower lifestyle. It's about letter writing, notionally. But also our practice, everything, the way that we work, we try and be sustainable as well. So the lorry going from place to place may not sound like a very sustainable thing to do, but actually we've discovered that rather than putting on a big play in a city centre and lots of people making little journeys in their own cars into city centres to watch plays, actually it can be a lower impact on the environment to take a small theatre out into little communities, which is what it's done quite a lot as well.
So tell us about the actual production, The Last Post, which is going to be at the Queen's Theatre. And you're on the stage of the Queen's Theatre. You're going to be performing on the stage.
No, parked somewhere nearby.
Lovely, right. Just want to check.
The theatre.
I just want to check. I thought it was a bit strange. I thought you're not going to get that on stage, surely.
No. It's a 3.5-ton lorry, which will park somewhere nearby. The story itself is a love story, really, and it all takes place in the back of the truck. There's only 18 audience members at a time.
Yeah.
Squeeze in and close the doors. There's two performers on stage, and then because it's a Luton truck, there's a little shelf above the driver's cab, and that's what we call the orchestra pit. There's a musician on there who scores the whole play. He's got a guitar, a mandolin, keyboards.
Yeah.
So we try and fit in as much as we can into such a confined space. There's a dance sequence, there's ping pong, but it's a love story primarily.
Oh, wow. It sounds absolutely fantastic, and you've got some great reviews. I've had a look on the website. You've got some lovely reviews from people saying it's really intimate and, you know, brings tears to people's eyes because it's just so close. So you've got 18 people that can watch it at a time. How many performances are you actually doing over the run of being near to in Hornchurch?
Just two. It's touring around, so it's coming from Bedford and going on to Guildford, stopping over very briefly, unfortunately. Yes, as you say, it's had fantastic reviews. People love it. It's very kind of nostalgic and quite curious, I suppose, and people just really enjoy being in such a close space, so close to the action and the music.
Could you give us a little bit more of an idea of the story?
Yes. Verity is the central character, and she inherits a pen palling agency from her great aunt Sophia, which she takes on trying to connect people as pen pals. And she's rather struggling as the world is changing. And people are going over to emails and text messages and things like that, and she's not sure how she's going to keep the mobile sorting office where everything takes place, how she's going to keep the show on the road when who should turn up at her door but a redundant postmaster who's rather charming. And across the course of about 75 minutes, they work out together how they can keep the pen palling agency alive, and in the process they fall in love. And one of the happy kind of knock-on incidences of having this show on the road is that there is a real pen-palling agency which we run through the mobile sorting office. So at the end of the show, audiences have the chance to fill out a little white index card with their name and address and their hobbies and interests. And then as we tour around, other people might find what they are interested in, interesting to, and they can write them a letter. So over the last 3 or 4 years, we've heard lots of stories anecdotally of people who have picked up a card from inside our van and written to a new pen pal on the Isle of Wight or on the Channel Islands, because we've been quite far and wide.
Yeah.
And they've continued to write letters back and forth to one another since.
And these are physical, this is not emailing somebody, this is actually a physical letter.
Physical letters, yeah, pen and ink. And we sometimes turn the arrangement of the interior of the van around and people can come in, and we've got a lot of vintage stationery, quills and ink pots and typewriters, and people really enjoy taking the time to create a small work of art, really. Put in an envelope and send through the post, and it's kind of magical sending it off and waiting for
it
48 hours for it to arrive.
Yeah, it's one of those things, and letter writing sort of gone out, and it's such a lovely thing when somebody actually takes the time to write something to somebody. And it's because we can all do emails really quickly, but there's something quite romantic about sending a letter. Yeah. Not unless it's to the bank manager. I don't like letters coming from them, but the handwritten ones are good. So if people want to get along to, it sounds fantastic, Holly. If people want to get along, considering you've only got places for 18 people and you're doing two shows in the Hornchurch area, what dates are the shows on, and where can people get the tickets?
Well, that's a good question. It's on Sunday the 24th. That's this Sunday coming up. And the shows are at 2 o'clock and at 5 o'clock, and they get the tickets through the theatre box office.
And that's through Queen's Theatre.
That's it. Yeah.
Lovely. So that's queens-theatre.co.uk, as you will all know, and you can get the tickets there. And when are you going to be coming back, or are you going to carry on across the rest of the UK?
We carry on touring across the UK, yeah. I think it's our only gig in Essex during this run. The cast are up in arms about it, because Caroline, who's one of the directors of Kilter and originally performed in it and wrote the play, is an Essex girl from Billericay.
Yep.
And Philip, who's one of the performers on the road touring this summer, was brought up in Ingatestone. So it's a real coming home for the show.
Yeah. If whoever's driving, they could just park up somewhere. I suppose you can't. I don't suppose you can do that with that kind of
they've got performances in Bedford the next day. There's no time to wait around.
No, can't wait around.
Got to take all those pen-palling letters over to Bedford to see what happens next.
It sounds absolutely fantastic. That's going to be in Hornchurch on the 24th. So if you do want to get tickets, it's be 2 and 5 of the performances. It's 18 people that can get in. It sounds really intimate. Loads of fantastic reviews on the Kilter website as well. But to get your tickets, it's all the W's, queens-theatre.co.uk. So wish you all the best for it on Sunday.
Thank you very much.
And it's lovely to speak to you. And it's that's a fantastic idea. What a great thing to be able to produce and work with. It must be amazing.
Really good fun, yeah.
Well, you have a good day. Thanks very much then, Ollie.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Bye.
That was Ollie Langdon there, who's the artistic director of Kilter Theatre, talking about The Last Post. Don't forget, you can get your tickets through the Queen's Theatre, all the W's, queens-theatre.co.uk. 18 people per performance, one at 2, one at 5. And they've got excellent, and I mean excellent, reviews on their website. If you go and check them out, it's kiltertheatre.org, and you can find out more about the production there.
With Queen's Theatre, Hornchurch.
Autumn season tickets for three exciting shows at Queen's Theatre Hornchurch.